Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel, 9 lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Dinim Mamonos B'Shloisha, Gzeilos V'Chalvolos B'Shloisha, on Daf Beis Amud Beis, at the beginning of the Gemara asks, Otu Gzeilos V'Chalvolos, Lab Dinim Mamonos Nanu, Delachir, why is the Mishnah state, Dinim Mamonos B'Shloisha, and then it states, Gzeilos V'Chalvolos B'Shloisha, if Lachir, it seems to be that Gzeilos V'Chalvolos are included in Dinim Mamonos, and Ravo explain, Mahin Ktani, Mahin Dinim Mamonos, Gzeilos V'Chalvolos. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the only time there's a requirement to have a 3-day on Mumchen is only B'negeach Gzeilos V'Chalvolos. However, B'negeach Hidayos V'Chalvolos, there is no requirement for 3 Mumchen, and even 3 Hidayotis could paskin Dini Hidayos V'Chalvolos. And Gemara explained that really the Tana of our Mishnah holds Iru Prashis Kosukan, and Ayin Tesed Dibel Maskel Dibri Akol, Ein Dine Ein Din, who points out that really the Gemara could have stated that our Tana of our Mishnah could even hold any Iru Prashis Kosukan. But even so, the Pasuk states, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, and therefore, on a Duraisidika level, certainly there's a requirement to have 3 Mumchen, even to Paskin Dini Hidayos V'Chalvolos. However, in Maisa, the Rabbanon stated that there's no requirement to have 3 Mumchen, and you can even Paskin Dini Hidayos V'Chalvolos with 3 Hidayotis based on the Din of Rav Chanina. Teaches us that B'negeah Jushev HaKira, there's a Svara of Kadesh Shilu Tunnel Dalos B'Fnei Lavin, and the same Svara applies B'negeah the Din of Mumchen. Therefore, there is no requirement for Mumchen, B'negeah Hidayos V'Chalvolos. The Gemara then pointed out that L'chir, at this point, there was no requirement for Ravo to actually state that the Mishnah means to say Maheng Tani, as we could say that the Mishnah is teaching us 2 separate dinim, and the Torah dinim mamnes, meaning dinim Hidayos V'Chalvolos, is B'shloisha Hidayotis, however, Gzeilos V'Chalvolos is B'shloisha Mumchen. We ended off Elam Rava Tartik Tani, Mishum Rav Chanina, that in the Chinami, the way to understand our Mishnah should be dinim mamnes B'shloisha, dinim Hidayos V'Chalvolos is B'shloisha. And Gzeilos V'Chalvolos are B'shloisha Mumchen, and Rabba really agrees to Ravo, and there's just a question as to how to explain the beginning of our Mishnah. Our Gemara now continues, Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika Amar, Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika tells us that certainly there's a requirement to paskin dine Gzeilos V'Chalvolos with 3 Mumchen, as we will learn on Amud Beis from the Lashon Elohim that is stated 3 times in the Psukim B'negei Gzeilos V'Chalvolos. Even so, B'negei Hidayos V'Chalvolos Midurais Echad Nami Kasha, that even on the Raisadika level, there is no requirement to have 3 Dianim at all, B'negeah Dine Hidayos V'Chalvolos, and there's only requirement for 1 Dayan, and that Dayan could even be a Hedyot. And the Makor for this halacha is, Shenema, as the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim states, Leisasu Ovel Bamishbot, Leisisa Pnei Dov, Leisahad Pnei Gadol, Betzedet Tishbait Amisecha, and the Lashon Tishbait is a Lashon Yochid. Therefore, we see that it's a Gzeir Sarkosiv that you could Paskin with 1 Dayan, and even if that Dayan is a Hedyot, and Lemaisa, since we can't say this is talking about Gzeilos V'Chalvolos, since we already learned that there's a requirement for 3 Mumchen, therefore it must be that it's talking about Hidayos V'Chalvolos. Midraisa, there's really only a requirement to have 1 Hedyot to Paskin Dini Hidayos V'Chalvolos. And if so, why is it that our Mishnah taught us Dini Mamnes B'Shloisha, and as we previously explained, means to teach us that Dini Hidayos V'Chalvolos is B'Shloisha Hedyotis, L'chir, even 1 Hedyot should suffice? Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika responds, El Mishum Yesh Rikonis, that in a Chenami, the reason why you need 3 Hedyotis is not Midraisa, but Dakon Drabonon Shum Yosh V'Kronos, and as Rashi states, Tagrin She'im B'kim B'tivdinen, potentially they'll go to a Dintera in front of a merchant that's not a Baki B'tivdinen, V'yiska Zechai V'chai V'zazakai, and he will paskin improperly, and Ayin and Rashi and Baba Kama on that Pei Beis, who explains Yosh V'Kronos, Yosh V'Chanuyas Kol Yom Yisachol Eskim B'schayra, and the Yad Rama states, Yosh V'Kronos Losh and Karen Zavis, V'him B'tivdinen, and once again, we learn the Mishnah in the same manner that Rava did, that Tartik Tani, that the Mishnah means to teach us, Dine Mamres, meaning Dine Hidayos V'Chalvolos, is B'shloisha Hidayotis, Dine Gzeilos V'Chalvolos, is B'shloisha Mumchen. And the Gemara continues that if the Chashash Mishum Yesh Rikonis, Otto Batlasa Miloyav Yesh Rikonis, that even if you're going to have 3 Dayanim that are Hedyotis, there's a possibility that it'll all be Yesh Rikonis, and they all won't know the halacha, and there's still potential, Vizka Sechai Vichai Vizazakai. And the Gemara explains, the Efshid Lesbechad Gomer, that once you have 3 different Dayanim, then even though there's a possibility that it'll all be Yesh Rikonis, certainly at least one of these people will at least have some knowledge, and as Rashi states, the Gomer Shesham Mechachom Medayanim Hilchas Din Milva, he will be able to explain the dinim and the halachas that are relevant to this case to the other dayanim. The Gemara continues and asks, Elameata toilo yishalmu, that luchayr, since the coin of Achabre Ravika, midraisa, even one dayan that's a headed, is mutaladun, so luchayr, he has permission to judge, and if so, if they judge incorrectly, they should not have to pay. And as Rashi previously brought down from Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, that kol mumchel bezdim ta potam l'shalim, and it's muchach hasheinu mumchel is chayiv. The Gemara responds, kolshkin and efishi yeshve kones, that certainly if we would not require them to pay, then there will be many more yeshve kones that won't have any problem to go and judge dinim, as they will say that they have no downside. But now that we say that tol yishalmu, so even yeshve kones won't want to get involved in paskin dinim unless they have some background and they feel that they could paskin correctly. The Gemara continues and asks, my ikka bein rovel rav achabri ravika, that what is the nafkamina between rov and rav achabri ravika? Certainly we already saw that there is a nafkamina between rov and rav achabri ravika, as although there is no nafkamina as to how to learn the Mishnah, as both agree dine hodois valvois is paskin with three adyotes and dine exeus vechavolois is paskin by three mumchin. However, as we saw, rov holds that midraisa is a requirement for three mumchin, and just midrabanan we relax that requirement, and we allowed three adyotes to paskin. According to Rav Achabri Ravika, it was punkfaket, and midraisa, dina hidois valvois, could even be paskin by one dayin that's a hedyot. Rabbanan paskin, mishum yeshvi kronais, that we will require three dyonim in order to make sure that at least one is gomer. And the fear of Achabri Ravika, the takana wasn't based on shleitin l'dolz v'nei lovin. And as Rashi states in Dibu Maslo, midraisa chad nami kasha, boido valvo, dechsiv tishpay loshin yachid, and the fear of Achabri Ravika, the tan of our Mishnah holds any Rupashis Kosov Khan, and Basisan Vade Tatik Tony Ktamarin, Umiu Shlesha Boy Dois Valvo, Islam Midraisa El Midrabanon, and the fee rubber requirement for three Dionim is certainly Midraisa. As the Gemara that Bezer and Bez stated, that the fee is there, at least based on the Pashas of the Gemara, that the tan of our Mishnah holds any Rupashis Kosov Khan. However, our Gemara's question is, what is the practical Afkamina between Ravo and Rav Achabri Ravika? As Lachur, it seems that they both agree, La Locha, that we only need three Adyatis for Hidois Valvois, and there's a requirement for three Mumchin for Gzelos for Chavalois. The Gemara responds, Ikubinau, the Amish Shmuel, the Nafkamin would be the Din of Shmuel, as Shmuel teaches us, Shnaim Shadonu Dinam Din, El Shnikro Bezin Chotzov, if two judges paskin Dino Hidois Valvois, it's considered a valid din. However, they call the Bezin Chotzov, and Lerovo Lesley, according to Rovo, this would not be correct, as Midurais is a requirement for 3 days on him, and if you don't have 3 days on him, then even Bidiavid, it would not be a valid din. However, Lerov Achabri Ravika is the Shmuel. Rav Achabri Ravika would agree to the din of Shmuel. That although midrabbana mishum yeshri kones, we required three adyotes, but midraisa, even one dying that's a headed, could paskin dina hidois valvois, and therefore he would paskin like Shmuel. That certainly shnayim shadonu dinayim din elo shenikro bezin chotzov. And as Rashi explains, sheavru al takons chachamim, because they were over this takons chachamim that stated that b'negei dina hidois valvois, there's a requirement to have three adyotes mishum yeshri kones. Ayin Dukle Seferim, who brings down a girsa that Rashi now continues and states, "V'had Ravo lek lemeima ikur benaru mishum de ikur lemeima de midraisa didayim din avul iu de amma midrabanan." Rashi is bothered that lechayr, why did the Gemara have to bring in the din of Shmuel if we already saw that beis and beis the din that Ravo himself stated that shnayim shadon dinu mamnis l'divrei akol ain didayim din, and lechayr that would also be an afkamina, as Ravo would hold like this din of Ravo, and Rav Achabri Rav Ika would of course not agree to this din of Ravo. And Rashi explained that we wouldn't be able to say that that would be an afkamina, as we'd be able to explain that in a chenami, it's possible that Rav Achabri Ravika would still agree to the din of Ravo. Ravo was teaching us a din rabbanon that shnayim shadon din mamis l'vri akol in din amdin, and certainly Rav Achabri Ravika agrees that when rabbanon it's not proper for two judges to judge a din Torah b'negeho yidois valvois, and there's a requirement for three judges b'pnei yeshvi kronos. Before we continue, let's point out that Rashi pointed out that according to Rav Achabri Ravika, it would come out that the Tanavah Mishnah has to hold that any your Pashas Kosov Khan and Ayin Taisis Dibu Maskum Raisa Chad Nami Kosho, Perish Bekutris, the Kosova, any your Pashas Kosov Khan, the Kosho, the Imkim, Betzed Tishbet Lomeli, the Lachari, we have Xeris Kosov, or Betzed Tishbet Amisecha. Therefore, it is possible that really the Mandavah Mishnah holds that your Pashas Kosov Khan, and even so, there's Xeris Kosov, that there's no requirement for three Dionim Mumchin. Therefore, Taisis states, Lakach Nira, that Philomanda Isla, your Pashas Kama, in the Chanami, the fear of Achabri Ravika, the Tanava Mishnah could even hold your Pashas Kosov Khan. Therefore, the fee Taisis on that Bezam Bez, and this Taisis on that Gimel Aleph, it comes comes out that it doesn't make a difference if we learn the Mishnah like Rava or like Rav Acher ben Ravika, and all would agree the Tanava Mishnah could be going according to the Manda Amar in your Pashas Kosov Khan, or according to the Manda Amar in your Pashas Kosov Khan. The Gemara now continues and quotes from the next din and the next halacha of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Nezek v'chetzi Nezek, Tashlum me'kefel v'tashlum me'abav v'chamisha b'shleisha. The Mishnah previously stated, Gzeiros v'chavos b'shleisha, and we explain that chavos includes all the chamisha dvarim that someone is chayiv to their friend when they hurt a friend, which includes Nezek tsar, ripu shavus and b'shis, and therefore Nezek seems to be included in the word chavolos, as the Gemara will ask. And Lamaisa Rashi in the Mishnah explained, Nezek is referring to a shar mu'ud, or adam shaziku, either on a shar mu'ud that shtaises a person, and is chayiv Nezek shalom, or a case where a person damages another person with a chayiv to pay Nezek, which is one of the chamisha dvarim, which is the amount that the person's value went down, and we would shatz him up based on selling him as an eved in the shuk. And of course, chesin Nezek refers to a shar tam that shtaises a person or shtaises an animal where the owner is chayiv to pay chesin Nezek. And of course, we know tashlum kefel is the double payment made by a ganev or someone that was turning tainus geneva and made a shvuah sheker b'negei shomer. Above the chamisha is when someone steals a shor aseh and it was tficho mechira. And our Gemara now begins and asks Nezek kind of chavolos, the lechira Nezek was already included in the term chavolos, and we already learned that it's a requirement to have three diyanim mumchen. And the Gemara answers that the reason why we mention Nezek in mishum lekabayi lemisli chetzi Nezek is since the Mishnah had to speak about chetzi Nezek and wanted to teach us a din b'negei chetzi Nezek, so tani nami Nezek sholim, therefore we also speak about Nezek sholim, even though inech nami is not really necessary. And as we always find that the terms Nezek and Chatzin Nezek come together, and the Gemara is Chatzin Nezek Nami Hainu Chavolos, the Lachir Chatzin Nezek was also included in the term Chavolos, and as Rashi previously stated, my Kari Nezek, my Kari Chavolos, or my Kari Chatzin Nezek, or my Kari Chavolos, Ha Nezek Echem Chamisha Dvarim Shachavolos Hu, Velisa Chavolos, Vloy Bay Nezek. Similarly, there's no reason why the Mishnah had to mention Chatzin Nezek, and once we don't have to mention Chatzin Nezek, then certainly there was no need to mention Nezek. The Gemara states, Tanam Mainovic Tani Ktasa, although Chetzi Nezek can be included in Chavolos, however, when the Mishnah speaks about Chavolos, it really is discussing a case of Mamonis. However, when it speaks about Chetzi Nezek, that's a din of Knas, and therefore we mention it separately. The Gemara will continue and actually discuss if Chetzi Nezek is considered a Knas, or if Chetzi Nezek is considered a Minor, and Rashi explains that this is based on a Machlekes and Masechta Baba Kama. As Rashi explains that certainly Chavolos is considered a Minor, the Afrasei L'damei, because Lamaisa, he caused a diminution in a person's value, and Chetzi Nezek is Knasu, the Stam Shvarim Inim Neichim, as a regular Shar that never stressed before, is not considered Becheses Nachin, Veloy Hoy Lebailim Shomer, calls Man Shleihuid, and really there was no requirement for the owner to guard the Shar at all prior to being worn, Veloy Boy Lishlumi Midi, and therefore really he shouldn't be Chayiv if his Shar goes and stresses, as it wasn't something they should have thought would have occurred, Ela Knasu, the Kansi Rachmana, Kadeshir Bishmir Shvarim. However, the Torah stated that we want the Bailim to still guard his shar, and therefore we stated that if it will shtois, you'll still be chayiv chesin nezek, and that is the tzad that palganis is knasa. However, the Gemara will bring another tzad that palganis is k'mayna, and as Rashi states with perek abba avos that this is machlek is brought on daf tesvava min aleph in mesechet baba kama, the kesava stam shvarim nakhonim heim, and this tana hold that stam shvarim are considered nakhonim umedina kulu bayli shlumi dehavlu limitrei, and really a person should even guard a shar tam, and therefore he should be chayiv nezek. However, the Torah had Rachmanis and stated that since it's only the first time that this occurred, so only going to be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek, but a Maisa Chetzi Nezek is Memoina and not Knasa. Based on this Machlekes, so the Gemara continues, Hanich Lamad Amma Palganiska Knasa, that you explained why we had to state Chetzi Nezek in our Mishnah according to the Manda Amma that Palganiska Knasa, and Lamad Amma Palganiska Memoina, but according to the Manda Amma holds that when a short time pays Chetzi Nezek, it's not a Knas, but a standard din mamonis, and really you should have paid Nezek Shalim, so Mayik Lameimah, then certainly there was no requirement to add in the word Chetzi Nezek in our Mishnah, and it would have been included in Chavolos. And the Gemara answers, El Aida de Kabbalah, Lemisle Tashlum Mekefel, but Tashlum Abba Chamisha, the Mamim Sheinim Mishtal Bereishu. Now, although in a Chanami, there really was no requirement to actually speak about Nezek and Chetzi Nezek in our Mishnah, however, since our Mishnah had to speak about Kefel and Tashlum Abba Chamisha, which are both cases where you're not going to pay the actual amount of the principal that you stole, and instead you're going to pay more, and you'll pay either double or four or five times the amount that you stole. And we continue at Daf Kidmo and Beis, and as Rashi states at the top of the Amid, the Ganav is paying more than he stole, and he's paying kefal odal v'hei. As Rashi explains, the word b'roish, hainu karen, refers to principle, the chsiv v'shilam o'isa b'roishai. Therefore, the Gemara explains, tani nami chatzin nezek, the mamish enu mishtam b'roishu. And therefore, although certainly chatzin nezek is a din mamanis and not a knas, but even so, it's mamish enu mishtam b'roishu. And as Rashi explains, because b'negei chatzin nezek, you're not paying the actual damage that you cause, and the chatzin nezek mishtam pachs mina karen, and you're paying less than the actual damage that you cause. Therefore, the Mishnah stated that even b'negei chatzin nezek, there's a requirement to use 3 days on a mumchin, and v'aydi t'kabayi l'mishnah chatzin nezek, tani nami nezek. Once our Mishnah spoke about chatzin nezek, so therefore the Tanava Mishnah also mentions nezek, as nezek and chatzin nezek always comes together with each other. And before we continue, let's point out in Afkamina, if we hold pal gliniska m'mayna, or if we hold pal gliniska knasa, as there would be in Afkamina, b'negei m'ydi b'knas, as if we hold a pal gliniska knasa, then we have a din that m'ydi b'knas is pata, and if we hold pal gliniska m'mayna, then the din of m'ydi b'knas pata would not apply. And the Gemara now continues that certainly lefi ravo and lefi rava, there is a requirement midraisa of 3 dayanim mumchin to paskin all dinim mamres, and it doesn't make a difference if it's gzeilos v'chavolis or yidoyis v'alvois. And even according to Rav Acha ben Ravika, although b'negei yidoyis v'alvois, there is no requirement for 3 mumchin, but certainly by gzeilos v'chavolis there is a requirement for 3 mumchin. And therefore the Gemara asks shleish minalan, was the mekar that there's a requirement for 3 dayanim mumchin? And the Gemara brings a braisa, the Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, that the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim states, and therefore the Brais teaches us that we see the requirement to have 1 dayan mumcha. And as Rashi on that base on a base at the end of Diva Maschal Ikasava Iru Pashas Ksivkan, Rashi states, Hari Namal Elohim Vaikra, the Mashma Mumchim Lashon Shor of Rabbanas, Kedag Mechaminon, Rein Asati Elohim Lapara, Lashon Rabbanas, Vilboy Mumchim, and therefore the requirement for a mumcha. And the Brais now continues that the next pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim uses the word Elohim twice, as the pasuk states, "Al kol dva pesha al shor al chamor al sel salmo al kol aveda shiyim akuse ad Elohim yavid vashneim asher ashiyin Elohim yishalom shtayim l'reyehu." And therefore, the Brisa states that the pasuk states, "Ad Elohim yavid vashneim." The word Elohim is extra harekan shtayim, so we see this requirement for a second dayim mumcha. And when the pasuk states, "Asher ashiyin Elohim harekan shleisha div Rabbi Yeshua," so since the pasuk states a third time the lashon Elohim, which is also extra, so we see that there's a requirement to have 3 dayanim mumchin, and this is the makar of Rabbi Yeshua. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yenison Eimer, Rishon Tchila Nama, Ve'in Darshan Tchilas. Rabbi Yenison argues with Rabbi Yeshua because he holds that he can't learn anything from the first time that the pasuk mentions the word Elohim as Ein Darshan Tchilas. And Rashi explains, Ein Darshan Tchilas Laminyan, you can't use it in order to count the number of Shaftim and the number of judges, the Lugufei also the Labay Mumchin, as it's coming for its own use in order to teach us that these dayanim have to be mumchin, the Elohim, Lashon Gedul of Rabbanais. If so, what is the makar that is a requirement to have 3 dayanim mumchin? Elo ad Elohim yavid vashneim. From the second time that the pasuk uses the word Elohim, we learn out harei kan echad that is a requirement to have 1 dayan mumcha asher yashin Elohim. And then when the pasuk uses the term Elohim the third time, and that's the second extra time harei kan shneim, so we learn that there's a requirement to have 2 dayanim mumchin ve'im bezin shakel masiv lanid eid echad harei kan shleisha. And then we have a klal that a bezin can't be even, and therefore we have to add on 1 more dayin. So therefore, we have a makar that is a requirement to have 3 dayanim mumchin. And as Rashi says, ve'in bezin shakol ein isim bezin zugais, that you can't make a bezin that's equal and that's even. The tzarchel kaim boy achir rabim hatois v'mischalku lechatzoyin ein kan rabim. Since the pasuk states that we should paskin based on rabim, so it seems clear that the Torah is telling us that every bezin will have a situation where there will be a rabim, as there will always be an uneven number of dayanim in all bati dinim. And the Gemara continues and states, name b'darshin tchilus kamifli. Let us say the machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yenison is if we're darshin tchilus or not. The masor v'darshin tchilus, as Rabbi Yeshua is darish tchilus, and therefore he dashes the first time that says the word Elohim. U'masor v'in darshin tchilus, Rabbi Yenison argues and he holds in darshin tchilus, and therefore we can't learn from the first time it says the lashon Elohim. And the Gemara answers, loy the kule alma in darshin tchilus, that even Rabbi Yeshua really agrees to Rabbi Yenison that in darshin tchilus and amal Rabbi Yeshua, and even so Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Yenison, im kein name krav v'nikra balabayis ela shefet. And the ma'aseh of all the pasuk want to teach us that there's a requirement to have a mumcha. This part of the pasuk is not teaching you a number of dayanim. Then the pasuk could have just stated the word shefet, and we would have known that there's a requirement for the judge to be a mumcha. My elohim, and why is the pasuk use the term elohim? Shema minyana. So it must be the Torah is teaching us 2 halachas. halachos, then number one, the dayan has to be a mumcha, and number two, there's a requirement for one judge, and then the Torah states the lashon al him two more times, and therefore we learn that there's a requirement for three judges that are mumchan. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yenison, and Rabbi Yenison will explain that the Torah couldn't have written the word shayfet, l'maisa from the lashon shayfet, it would not be mashma that there's a requirement to have a judge that's a mumcha, and we would think that you only need a regular judge, and even though the pasuk used the lashon al him, we would also not necessarily know that it means a judge that's a mumcha, as lishna da almu nakat, as potentially the Torah used the lashon al him is based on standard usage, as kida amri inshi manda isle dina liquid lagabi dina, as people say that when they have a judgment, that we should go in front of a bezin of professionals, and therefore we use the term al him, but potentially from the first time that it said the lashon al him, we wouldn't necessarily know that there's an actual requirement to have mumchen until the Torah uses the term al him in the next two times. The Gemara continues that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the way that we knew that there's a requirement for three dayanim mumchen is because the Torah used the term Elohim three times, and the Gemara is bothered that l'chera, since we have a klal that im bezin shakol, so l'chera, why do we have to say the word Elohim three times? If the Torah could have stated the word two times, and then we would say im bezin shakol and meisifin lein oid echad, and therefore it's mashma, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of this klal, and the Gemara asks Rabbi Yeshua, lestly bezin naita, can it be that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of the din of bezin naita, and that's why the Torah had to use the term Elohim three times? V'tanya, but we learned to the brayso, Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua basically emeh, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua basically states, matam alema, what does the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim mean? Lintais achir rabim hatais, hatayir umra, asay lecha bezin naita, and as we explained previously, the Torah is telling you that in all cases there will be a case of rave, and therefore we see that every single bezin cannot be zugais, there must be an odd number of adayonim, and as Rashi states, v'kradarish, the lemaisa is based on a pasuk, and how could it be that Rabbi Yeshua would argue on this pasuk? And the Gemara answers, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, Da'av Mashivim, that Inachanami, Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua Beisid Lili, and as we will see in a moment, the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Yeshua will learn at the pasuk of Lintais Achir Ravim Lahatais, but lemaisa he learns like Rabbi Yehuda, who we saw in our Mishnah that taught us that the Sanhedrin Gedolah has 70 members and not 71, and there was an even number of members of Sanhedrin Gedolah. The Tanan, as we learned in our Mishnah, Sanhedrin Gedolah, Haiz Shashim Ve'echad, and Rabbi Yehuda Ime Shivim, and Ayin Taisis Diba Masa Rabbi Yehuda Ime Shivim, Vahadam Rabbi Yehuda Perka Chalil, Gabel Achsani Yishal Mitzayim, Shahayba Ayin Av Kesedroy Shal Zav, Kenegat Ayin Av Zakim Shal Sanhedrin Gedolah. So, Lachur, it seems Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that there was a requirement for 71 Dayanim in Sanhedrin Gedolah, Zak Taisis Hainu Mishum de Moshe Gabayu, that is because Moshe was on top of them, Bechem Bechol Sanhedrin Gedolah, Hoyisham Mufla Shir Bezin, Shaloy Hoyim in a Cheshbin, and he wasn't part of the Cheshbin, and really, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanhedrin Gedolah consisted of only 7 Dayanim, and the Gemara continues in Eason Rabbi Yeshua, as Ema de Shams led Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the Chsivi Kroi, that although it's true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no requirement for the Din of Lintes Achiram Mahata, it's been a Gaya Sanhedrin Gedolah, as Exeris Akasav, that is the only requirement for 7 Dayanim, but Shabbe Dina Mishamle, but certainly Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Pasuk of Lintes Achiram Lahatais would still teach us that Benegea other Dine Torah, there is a requirement to have an odd number of Dayanim, and you can't have an even number of Dayanim, there can't be Zugais, and therefore how could it be that Rabbi Yeshua would argue on this Halacha and argue on this Pasuk of Lintes Achiram Lahatais, and the Gemara states, V'chitim Aleishna, and if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that there is no Chiluk between Sanhedrin Gedolah and other Bati Dinim, there's never a problem of having Zugais, but we learned in our Mishnah, Smicha Zakin of Arifas Egla Bishleisha, Div Rab Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda Im B'chamisha, Rabbi Yehuda himself learns that there's a requirement to have 5 judges, Benegea Smicha Zakinim and Arifas Egla, V'aminon, and the Gemara and Daf Yigumon Beis, the Gemara will bring down that my time with Rabbi Yehuda, that was the reason Rabbi Yehuda, as V'somchu Shnayim, that the Pasuk states V'somchu Ziknei Eda, and since the word V'somchu is a Lashon Rabbim, so we learn that there's a requirement for 2 Dayanim, and since the Pasuk says Ziknei, so we learn that there's another requirement for 2 Dayanim Mumchin, V'im Bezin Shakal Masifin Leid Erechad, and the way that he knows there's 5 Dayanim is based on this Kal, V'im Bezin Shakal Masifin Leid Erechad, Harei Kan Hei, therefore we see Mefurish, that Rabbi Yehuda certainly holds of the Kal of Lintes Achir Rabbim Lahatais, Hatayr Umra, Asay Lecha Bezin Leita, the only reason why he wasn't Moida, Benegei Shivim Zakenim, and Benegei the Sanhedrin Gedolah, is based on Xer Sakasav, Benegei the Sanhedrin Gedolah. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yeshua Adifim Rabbi Yehuda, the Enoch Inami, although Rabbi Yehuda holds that we do dash in the Pasuk Lintes Achir Rabbim Lahatais, Benegei other Bati Dinim, however, Rabbi Yeshua goes even further than Rabbi Yehuda, the either Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanhedrin Gedolah, who the Leslie, Habisha Beidina, previously that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time he doesn't hold lintais achram lahatais is benegei sanhedrin gedela, but he agrees to the drush of lintais achram lahatais benegei other batidinim. Rabbi Yeshua b'shabei din nami lastly, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even hold of the din of lintais achram lahatais benegei other batidinim, and in a chenami Rabbi Yeshua would not hold that the requirement for a bezin noita, and you could even have a bezin of zugais even by other batidinim. And the Gemara now continues, velahai lintais my avilei balachir according to Rabbi Yeshua, what does he do with the pasuk of lintais, which is mashmar that you can't have a bezin shakal? And the Gemara answers, mukin lo bedina nefashis, that in the chenami Rabbi Yeshua learns that this pasuk is teaching us that benegei a bezin shel chaf gimel, there is a requirement to have a bezin noita, and there must be an odd number of the yonim, and therefore according to Rabbi Yeshua, number one benegei sanhedrin gedela, he doesn't have a din of lintais, as potentially would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a gzeiras hakasev that the bezin shall be of 70, and benegei a regular din of mamres, there's also no din of lintais, and potentially you would be able to have an even number of dayanim. And the only time that the Torah actually states that you cannot have an even number of dayanim is only benegei a din of nefashes, al bedin of mamres loy, as we explained. Na'in Rashi bedin of nefashes shiskayim b'chad terascho teiva al piecha k'dam masisin, and this way you'll always be able to have one additional judge, and it could be a rabbim when you're judging l'toiv v'yavizuga is leka toiv pachas mishnayim. And if it's possible to have a bezin that's even, then you'll never have a case where the difference between the judges that paskin that a person's innocent and the judge that paskin that he's guilty are only going to be one. As for example, if you only need 22 dionim, when you have rav, it'll be 12 to 10, and it'll never be a case of only one. And Tais is bothered that how do we know that this pasuk is only talking about dinim nefashis and not dinim mamonis? And Tais explains, mishum dekra mashma b'dinim nefashis dechsev leisiyah achram l'rois, at the beginning of the pasuk states, leisiyah achram l'rois, the mashma dovishu ra l'kol, and it must be something which is objectively and subjectively bad, the hainu din nefashis, and that is din nefashis, al b'din mamis chusuzeh v'chavilzeh, but b'negei din mamis, although it may be bad for one litigant, but it will be good for the other, and therefore the lashon ra would not make sense when discussing din mamis, and therefore it must be that this pasuk is specifically talking about din nefashis and not din mamis. And the Gemara now continues and asks, al hodetan, but the maisu we will see the Mishnah on daf chav tes, that the Mishnah states, shnayim im zakai ve'echadam chayiv zakai, that two dayonim paskin that a person is zakai, and one says he's chayiv, then the person would be zakai as we go basa rabim, and shnayim im chayiv ve'echadam zakai chayiv, and if two of the judges paskin chayiv and one paskin zakai, then the litigant would be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, name of the like Rabbi Yeshua, let us say that this Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yeshua, and as Rashi explains, that l'chira, since Rabbi Yeshua is learning that there's a requirement for three dayonim, since the pasuk used the lashon alehim three times, so it's muchach from the pasuk that we need three dionim that actually paskin, and they have to paskin the same way, and we wouldn't go bust rave at all. As Rashi says, the ikra b'yeshia kivin the shlishim mikrei alflu v'lab mishum noita sar shtei dash lashon shava, and l'chari, the only way that we should be able to paskin is only based on a unanimous psak. And the Gemara continues and responds, afil tamer Rabbi Yeshia, really we could say that the Mishnah even goes like Rabbi Yeshia, but maisla b'kal v'chayim medina nefashis. However, Rabbi Yeshia learns that we go bust rave based on the kal v'chayim from medina nefashis. Which is much more chamor, and even so, the Torah states we go basarayv. Therefore, certainly benegei din mamres. Although the Torah teaches us that there's a requirement for three dionim, but this kavuchayma teaches us that there's no requirement to have a unanimous decision, and we would still go basarayv. The Gemara now continues. Tanarabanan, we learned to the brayso din mamres b'shleisha. That din mamres b'shleisha. How Rabbi Omer b'chamisha. Rabbi holds his requirement for five dionim. Kadesh yigmad din b'shleisha. In order to have the Gemad Din done with three Dianim, therefore by having five, even if you'll have three Dianim that pass in one way, so we'll go Basarayv, and the Psak Din will be based on three Dianim. And right now, the Gemara's Havmin is that Rebbe just means that the only way that you'll ever have a scenario where you'll have Rav Dianim is only once you have five Dianim. And the Gemara therefore asks on the sheet of Rebbe, Atu Batlasa Miloy Garmadina betray, that Lachur, even if you have three Dianim, there'll be a possibility to Paskin, as once you'll have two on him on one side, then you'll have rave, and you'll have two against one, and l'chari, why would Rebbe require five day on him? And the Gemara explains, hachikama, that Rebbe means to say, as we previously explained, m'pnei shegmar din b'shleisha, as Rebbe holds that there's a requirement that the gmar din has to be with three day on him. Therefore, the Gemara points out, alma kasava t'lasa kiksivi b'gmar din iksivi, that it must be that Rebbe learns that when the pasuk uses the term alehim three times, it's teaching us that in order for there to to be a valid Gemar Din, there must be three Dionim that are passing the same way, and they have to be the Rav, and therefore you have to have at least five Dionim. And the Gemara tells us, Megadipa Ravo, that Ravo waved his hand, and he showed that he wasn't happy with this Pshat, as he asked, El Me'ata Tehi Sanhedrin Gedeva, Tzricha Me'eva Abon Ve'echod, Kadesh Yigma Din Beshim Ve'echod, as the Chayyu, if you're going to say, when the Torah teaches us that there's a certain amount of Dionim that are required, it's referring to the Gemar Din, then when the Torah teaches us that there's a requirement for 71 Dayanim by Sanhedrin Gedolah, then there should be a requirement that the Sanhedrin Gedolah should have 141 Dayanim in order that the Gemar Din should be with 71 Dayanim. And similarly, Ravo continues, V'tehei Sanhedrin Ketana, Tzrichin Abarim V'chamisha, Kadei Shibin Gemar Din B'Shleisha V'esim, or Asim Margeris, Kadei Shibin Gemar Din B'esim V'Shleisha, that there should be a requirement that Sanhedrin Ketana should have to have 45 Dayanim in order that the Gemar Din should be with at least 23 Dayanim. And Ravo states that certainly that's not the din, and therefore Ravo explains, Ella Asfali Shivim Isham Rahmana Mishasa Sifa Shivim, that we see the Torah tells us that Moshe should gather 70 Dayanim for the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and therefore we see that's Mishasa Sifa, and it's not based on the Gemar Din, but the actual Sanhedrin Gedolah should be 71, Vishavto Eidah Vitzila Eidanami, Mishash Shvita Se'idah, and regarding a Sanhedrin Ketana, the Torah teaches us Vishavto Eidah Vitzila Eidah, and we see it's at the time of the judgment and not at the time of the Psak Din, and therefore there's only a requirement of 23, and therefore Ravo states, Hachinami, that similarly B'negeyatina Mamnis, the Torah states, V'nikra Balabayas Elohim, Mishas Krevishleisha, that's from the time that they come close to Bezin, and they begin the Torah, that there's a requirement for 3 Dionim, and it's not a requirement based on the Gemar Din, and therefore that can't be Pshad and Rebbe, and therefore Ravo continues, Elohainu Taimid Rebbe, the Makar for Rebbe's Din, that Din Mamnis is B'chamisha, is because the Pasuk states, Asher Yashin Elohim Trey, that the Torah uses the Lashon of Yashion, and the Kri is Yashion, which is Lashon Rabim, and therefore we see that when the Torah states Lashon Elohim, it means two Dayanim Mumchin, Nema Elohim Lamata, V'Nema Elohim Lamala, and Lemaisu Rebbe agrees that in Darshan Chilois, and therefore he doesn't learn anything out of the first time that the Pasuk used the Lashon Elohim. Lemaisu, we compare the second time the Torah used the Lashon Elohim to the last time that the Torah used the Lashon Elohim, as the last time the Torah used the Lashon Elohim, the Torah states Asher Yashin Elohim. As we mentioned, the Lashon Yashion is a Lashon Rabim, and therefore there's a requirement for two Dayanim Mumchin, and Ma'alam Matashtayim, Afla Ma'ilashtayim, and just like in the last time that the Torah used Lashon Elohim, it means two Dayanim Mumchin, therefore in the second time that the Torah used Lashon Elohim, when the Torah states, Ad Elohim Yaved Vashtayim, it also refers to two Dayanim Mumchin, and therefore we see that there's a requirement for four Dayanim, Ve'im Bezen Shokel, Ma'isif Amalid Echad, and Lamais, we have a klal that a Bezen can't be even, and therefore we have to add on an extra Dayan, Harikan Chamisha, and therefore we see the requirement for five Dayanim Mumchin, and we continue on Daf Dalam and Aleph, and the Gemara continues, Rabbanon Yashiyangsev, Dalamaisa, the Rabbanon argue on Rebbe, and they hold this only requirement for three Dayanim Mumchin, and that's because when the Torah uses Lashon Yashion, it's Chasavav, therefore we can't learn out that there's a requirement for two Dayanim, therefore it's as if the Torah only says the Lashon Elohim twice, and there's a requirement for two Dayanim, plus we have a klal that in Bezen Shokel, Mesif Eid Echad, and therefore we only have a makar that there's a requirement for three Dayanim Mumchin and not for five Dayanim. And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel over Rabbanon Yashiyangsev Chasavav Klima Echad Hu Ayin Sham. Before we finish, let us point out 2 points. At the bottom, Taisis points out that even though Ravo asked a question, B'negei Sanhedrin Gedolah and B'negei Sanhedrin Ketanah, and he asked that if you're going to say that Tlasa Kiksivi B'Gbadidiksivi, then the same should apply B'negei Sanhedrin Gedolah, and there should be a requirement for 141 Dayanim, and there should be a requirement for 45 Dayanim by Sanhedrin Ketanah. And Ayin Taisis, who points out, Mi Sanhedrin Gedolah Parash Shape, the Shivim V'Echaksiv, Kedarash B'Sai Pirkin, Ava Sanhedrin Ketanah, the Esum Ksiv, V'Sulai, as the Maisa B'negei Sanhedrin Ketanah, the Torah only states v'shoftu eda v'tzilu eda, which taught us 20 k'tadarash b'rish pirkin eda shefetes v'eda matzelas v'esrim v'gmadin k'siv b'lam tesagi, and the Gemara shouldn't have asked that there should be a requirement of 45 dayanim, and instead the cheshem should be that there should be a requirement of 39 dayanim ayin sham, and also ayin yadrama that states ashe yashin alehim trei v'hainu taima the daik lishna the yashion v'loy daik lishna alehim the mashma lashin rabim, and l'chari why the Gemara state that the reason why we say that there's a requirement for two Dayanim is based on the word Yashion, which is Lashon Rabim. If the word Elohim is a Lashon Rabim, and Zokti Yad Ramah, Mishum Dalehim, Lashon Yochid Nami Mashma, the Ikri Kutchabuchu, Nami Elohim, Afagad, the Re Yochid Yisparach Shmoi, Vyasal Malchusai, Kin Shinema, Kilabavu, Nasus Eschem, Bolehim, Bere Rishis Bar Elohim, V'chi Ikra Elohim, Lashin Rabbim, Lehidu G'day Law, V'loy L'dava Acha, V'amtel Hachi Le'matzi Gemar L'medek, Elim L'shad Yershion, Ayin Sham. Finally, at the top of the Amid, when the Gemara mentioned Ein Darshan Tchilais, Rashi explained Ein Darshan Tchilais L'minyin, the L'gufei Asa, the L'bay Mumchen, the Elohim Lashin G'day Law, V'rabbanais, and it seems from Rashi that the only reason why we're not Darish Tchilais is because we need to learn something out of the word Elohim, and it's teaching us that we need Mumchen. However, Ayin and Taisis, where he asks a question on Rashi, and therefore, in the second of the narrow lines, Taisis states, L'kach nira d'hochi kamar, Ein Darshan Tchilais L'minyana, V'af agav d'lo itzrich L'mumchen, and even if there is no drasha that we have to learn out of that word, we still would not learn anything out of that word, as this general cloud that Ein Darshan Tchilais, that we can't learn anything out of the first time that the Torah uses Lashon, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.